So they've had their first cutting. Hopefully they'll get a second one soon.
Christine McKean opens a gate to a hayfield by her house on the outskirts of Canada's capital, Ottawa. But there's more than grass poking out of the ground here.
See those two yellow stakes on the road? That indicates the pipeline.
The pipeline that crosses here was built years ago to carry natural gas from Atlantic ports west to the country's interior. But now the company TransCanada wants to put the old line to a new use. It wants to reverse its flow, add hundreds of miles of new pipeline, and convert the whole thing to carry oil from the tar sands of Alberta east for export to world markets. The project is called Energy East, and like many along the route, McKean wants no part of it. She worries about spills of the tar sands' thick, gooey oil, like the one 3 years ago in Michigan, or worse.
I mean, if there was an explosion out here, we're pretty close.
Canada's Prime Minister, Stephen Harper, hopes to convince opponents like McKean. Harper's made exporting tar sands oil a cornerstone of his economic policy. He's pushed hard for the Keystone XL pipeline across the U.S., and he's casting Energy East as a nation-building project, like the Transcontinental Railroad. It was built under Canada's first Prime Minister, John A. Macdonald. Not everyone buys the comparison.
This is sort of, I think, disturbing John A. Macdonald's grave, if you wish.
Peter Stute teaches political science at Concordia University in Montreal. He says Quebec and Ontario are the big battlegrounds for Energy East, and he thinks the nationalist pitch could backfire.
Quebecers do not like being told that they have a specific role to play, let's say, in building a broader Canada.
Without the support of Quebec and Ontario, the project can't happen. And that's got environmentalists here mobilizing. This is dirty oil, they say. It will be a huge step backwards in the fight against climate change, not a step forward for the economy.
The reality is, this is not about meeting local needs.
Andrea Harden-Donohue is an energy and climate campaigner at the Council of Canadians.
This is actually about getting the crude to coastal waters, so ensuring that big oil and its government allies are getting the world price for crude produced in the tar sands, because right now they're not.
Well, of course, our opponents are going to say exactly that and probably other things.
That's TransCanada spokesperson Philip Cannon. He says, like the Keystone Project, the Eastern Pipeline is just about getting a vital product to market.
At the end of the day, it is the safest way to move oil around, and it's not tomorrow that we're going to stop to rely on a daily basis on oil in our life.
The benefits and costs of moving oil around by any means are increasingly sensitive issues in Canada.
Are we getting something from this? No, we're not.
Louis Longchamp comes from Lac-Mégantic, Quebec. This summer, a runaway oil train exploded here, engulfing the town in flames and killing 47 people. In Lac-Mégantic recently, bulldozers were still clearing rubble next to what had been the offices of the local newspaper. The paper's editor, Romé Tremblay, says the trains here used to carry lumber, which supported the local economy. But oil, he says, is different.
La situation à Lac-Mégantic,
Tremblay says oil transport towns like Lac-Mégantic bear all the risk with none of the rewards. Supporters say the pipeline would be a safer way to transport oil, but Tremblay thinks that's the wrong conclusion. He says Canadians should be talking instead about alternative energy and a new deal.
A new deal between industry and community.
Environmentalists agree. Andrea Harden-Donohue says Tremblay's sentiment is the true nation-building result of projects like Energy East.
The real nation building happening is the coast-to-coast resistance to tar sands pipelines. They're being blocked in the west, they're being blocked trying to move it down south, and sure enough, they will be blocked trying to move this out east.
TransCanada is undaunted. The company will seek approval early next year and hopes that the oil will flow by 2018. But if this tar sands pipeline doesn't go through, Peter Stute at Concordia University thinks the industry will keep trying until one does.
Yeah, I think it is likely that one of these projects will end up going through.
The economic incentives, he says, are just too powerful to resist. For The World, I'm Sam Harnett, Montreal.